to get away from the Second World War. And when she returned to Geneva, because she was a Jungian and did a lot of analytical work, she returned to Geneva just after the war. And when she went, Wilson sent with her, because they had the same therapist, sent a copy of the Big Book and some pamphlets to Jung. And from and so Margarita comes and she sees the doctor, and the doctor says, "Oh, you know, God, it's great to see you, yada, yada, yada." And up until this point, Carl Jung had always been very, very hesitant about groups and spiritual experiences, because he felt that when an individual had a spiritual experience and they came into a group, or the experience came within a group, like a tent revival or an Oxford group house party, that what would happen is that they would put the they would put their emotional information about being a member and not doing the personal spiritual work. And so he was not a fan of groups at all, until von Luttenkau comes and brings him a copy of the book Alcoholics Anonymous and explains to him what's been going on in the United States. And he says, "Oh, come back tomorrow." And so she comes back the next day, and he perused the book, and he gave her some really direct instructions about how this group work could feed and help groups of people change, especially because the need was so great after the Second World War. So here it is, we're actually helping Jung's mind open to a different methodology. Cool stuff. Now, I find this interesting. I don't know about you guys, but you know. Sidebar. My entire life is a sidebar. better than a sidecar, but who wants to drink yolk in your rum? You know, it's just awful. Or your gin. Anyway, on Tuesday, I will be at Stepping Stones, and I will be in the Spook Room, where Bill and Lois were, and their friends did a lot of psychic investigation. And in there is a book. It's Man's Search for a Soul by Carl Jung, that's signed to Bill from Marguerite von Luttenkau. I just love that stuff. So, anyway. So, he's had this experience. He's looking for some way to integrate himself and to be able to have these experiences. And he gets involved. There's a wonderful book that I'd like to recommend that you get if you're into history type stuff. It's called God, the Bestseller by Stephen Prothero. And it just came out 4 months ago. He's a little off on his AA history stuff, but it's a biography of Eugene Exman, who was one of the fascinating characters in Wilson's life. And X-Men is the guy who told Hank Parkhurst and Bill, "No, you shouldn't sell this book, Alcoholics Anonymous, to Harper Brothers." They got offered an advance on it and everything, and the Rockefeller people are saying, "Oh, you got to take it, you got to take it." And X-Men said, don't. He said, "You publish the own book, keep the rights." That's the reason that we're all here today, you know, because, yeah. X-Men also leaned on these people. He was the religion editor at Harper and Brothers, and he leaned on these people to make sure that they charged Hank and Bill what it was that their biggest customer, Harper and Brothers, was being charged. So, I mean, but X-Men had one of these spiritual experiences. He had one of these vital, sudden things when he was young, and so when he read Bill's story, he identified with it, and the two of them became really, really good friends for their life. And X-Men did all kinds of wonderful things. He brought all kinds of different, he used a publishing platform that had been basically publishing sermons of famous